Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his armies. So all the angels who are in heaven are like the armies of God, and all of them are obedient to him. So there's no such thing as angels that sin. The word angel simply means a messenger, and of course sometimes it's used about men, and men can sin. But the angels, as in the supernatural beings, they don't sin. Jesus says in Luke 20 that we will be made like the angels who die no more, so the angels can't die. But the wages of sin is death. And so if an angel can't die, it means they can't sin. So, and we'll be made like the angels. And it won't be much fun being in the kingdom of God if we have the possibility of sinning. That won't be nice. So, all the angels, he emphasizes here, are all praising God, doing his will. And where that's a great comfort is that when things go really wrong in life, it's not that, well, all the nice things come from God and the bad things come from Satan, demons and angels who have sinned and etc. No, all the power in the entire world and the entire cosmos, all of creation, is 100% with God. Praise him, sun and moon, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He's made a decree which will not pass. So because these things were created by God, therefore they are to praise him. Now we were created by God. David's very keen on this idea. He says that God formed me inside my mother. So God has created us. He's formed us. And therefore we are to praise him. So by believing that God created us, exactly how is a different question, but he created us. And because of that, we praise him. We also read here about the sun and moon and the stars. He's established them forever and ever. So the earth and all that we see around us and the stars and the moon and the sun, they are not going to be destroyed. Because God has promised to give this earth as the eternal inheritance to his children. So although folks are very rightly worried about issues like climate change, the potential of nuclear weapons to destroy the earth, ultimately, we know that God will not allow this earth to be destroyed. Praise the Lord from the earth, all you deep places and those that live in them, fire, hail, snow, vapor, stormy wind fulfills his word as well. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and cedars, animals, cattle, creeping things, flying birds, kings of the earth, all people of the earth, both young and old, children and old people, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He's saying, look, look around you. Look at all that God has created. No matter who you are, whether you're a child, whether you're an old man, whether you're a man or woman, praise God for his creation. If you don't believe in creation, well, you think it all came about by chance, well, sure, you won't praise God. But for us, we are to look at the world and to see what he's created and praise him. He lifts up the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people that are near to him. Praise the Lord. So God's people are near him. This God who is so powerful and who appears to be so far off, we can be near him.